Raining and light moments. Some say that life is measured in moments. What may hold more truth is that it is actually measured in seconds. And we get what we get. Once they are gone, we don't get these moments back. With our time, we get to choose what we're going to do. And no matter what we're up against, and even if the choice is to stand or to fall. Within the moments that we get, truth comes along and allows us an opportunity to separate facts from fiction. We may think that this is an easy task. It is not, and not even for the most spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically sound human. On earth, we contend with what is before our eyes and what is beyond the skies. We contend with nature and nurture. We contend with religion and science. We contend with black and white. We contend with laws created by man and those that are greater than man. We contend with what is going on inside of us and what is going on outside of us. Truth comes along again and reminds us that of all that we will do, none will be greater than what will come in the contending of our final moments. We're talking about final moments of goodbyes, final moments of test or exam, separation, send-offs, final moments of intimate encounters, big moments, final moments of tears and final moments of laughter, all final moments that come courtesy of life. In all moments, there's a lesson. There's a message, sometimes tender and sweet, sometimes tough and hard to swallow. Moments, we don't get to choose how many. Within the moments of the lessons and messages, there comes a request from all that is good and for us to pause before moving another inch, before making another sound, or before taking another look around. Breathe. At some point, we're going to have to anyways. And to take what we've been given, deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Sometimes we may feel as if we can't or that breathing will not help. Here, we will most definitely have to allow truth to settle in. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Breathing may not change the circumstances outside, but it will change what's going on inside. We breathe and request what we need and release what we do not. We need love. We need to give it and to receive it. We do not need hate, even though it exists outside of us. It does not have to exist inside of us. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We can breathe for ourselves and we can breathe for others, and in hopes that the peace we are creating within ourselves will be theirs too. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out, and to take in all of this moment, we're blessing the next. We will breathe in unity and breathe out divides between our very own mind, body, and spirit, and our relations with others. As we continue to breathe, allow ourselves to slow down just enough to be reminded of who we are and of what we stand for, and with the truth that others are entitled to do the same. And though we might be doing the same thing, it is okay if we differ in views. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Truth is, we no longer want to waste moments in conflict. We no longer want to waste moments trying to change others or trying to get others to side with us. We no longer want to waste moments feeling too down or too hopeless. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Moments will pass. moments of truth we'll have, and when we allow ourselves to connect with the peace inside of ourselves. And this would have been placed within us many moons ago, and in perfect position, and in the perfect location for us to seek, for us to hold and discover whenever we need it. We find ourselves needing peace, and in most every moment. Truth is that some moments will not be or feel peaceful. So again, we have to continue our journey and so that we'll come face to face, heart to heart, or hand to hand with it. We are reminded of truth and that physically we don't always get to keep what's been given to us or what we've received. So in consideration of peace, we make peace with this and give thanks for the spirit of ourselves, for our loved ones, and for the greater, and because the spirit remains even when moments run out. A moment is just a portion in time, and just as we are a portion of the whole of the earth. Moments, a twinkling of the eye, and just as the stars shining and from some far out galaxy, we create our truth. And when we do, let it be of health and what connects us to deeper meaning, deeper understanding, appreciation, and acceptance. We cannot assume our true purpose without acceptance. Notice that we stated our true purpose, and because we may feel like we've had or will have more than a few, we now realize that there is no need to stay too long in a moment of dread or confusion, anger, frustration or pity, or guilt or shame. We can breathe ourselves into the next moment. Moments in truth, there isn't a way to separate them because they are indications. They're reminders, they're solutions. They are answers and essentials to one another. Some say there is a time and a place for everything. And within this, we say there is. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to tear and a time to mend. With all of this, we return to the truth in balance. Within the extremities and spectrum of balance, and just as a storm, lies harmony. At some point, we'll experience it. Truth, it's reality, actuality, it's transcendent, it's a true promise, it's an agreement of life and of light. It is glory, it is absolute, it is eternal, it is consistent and unwavering. Truth is love, and there is nothing greater than. Truth is freedom, the ultimate and without judgment. Truth will forever be what is needed and for all mankind. Truth, some cannot handle it, and only because of their desire to not. At this point, we'd rather spend our moments in truth, and we'd rather spend our moments raining in light.